USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing hard to make more critical supplies.
Moments ago, I directed Secretary Azar and Acting Secretary Wolf to use any and all available authority under the Defense Production Act to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases.
This ensures domestic manufacturers have supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe coronavirus cases. Stimulus checks are coming in 2 weeks. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the payments will be directly deposited into bank accounts. He also reminded Social Security recipients they don't need to file tax returns to get their share. If you do not use direct deposit for your tax refunds, a website is being set up where you can enter your banking information to receive your refund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A controversial plan to put an eye in the sky over one U.S. city has received final approval, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Privately funded surveillance planes are going to be used to fight crime in Baltimore after getting the final okay from city leaders. A six-month program will use imaging to help police investigate violent crimes like murders and carjackings. The plan was approved on a 3-2 vote on Wednesday over the objections of civil liberties groups who call it unconstitutional and an invasion of privacy.
Energy analysts say a combination of cheap oil and low demand may lead to a problem not seen since 1998. There's no place left to safely store oil. Most cars are off the roads because of stay-at-home orders, and airlines are canceling about half of their flights. Investment banks say the last time the world had this much supply on hand was during the Clinton administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A mega church in Tulsa, Oklahoma has figured out a creative way to give thousands of people groceries and an in-person way to worship amid the strict bans on gatherings to stop the spread of coronavirus. Victory Church lead pastor Paul Doherty led worship outside his church while people listened to him from inside their cars.
It's time for the church to leave the building. And I've been saying that for years, you know. When my dad died of cancer almost 10-plus years ago, there was hopelessness, discouragement in our church. And I said, listen, the way that we're going to move forward is we've got to go to the streets. We got to go to the highways, the byways. The mission of our church and the mission of every church is love God, love people.
Doherty speaking there on Fox News. A deal is finally complete between two of the nation's largest cell phone carriers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. have merged. T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name TMUS.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.